This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the earth. There's no resource more precious than water. Our water supply is under stress, but there are ways you can help. Turn off the water while brushing your teeth or shaving, and wash laundry and dishes with full loads if you can. Low-flow showerheads and low-volume or dual-flush toilets can decrease your family's water use by almost half. And harvest rainwater for your garden with a rain barrel. Small changes can reap big rewards for our environment. To underwrite a green commercial with a conscience message like this one, contact us at Anything Goes Syndicated Radio. Well, hey there. Welcome back into Anything Goes. And as we always do, we'll spend the last part of Anything Goes stirring up some trouble, as well as our hearts and minds, with a jump boogie set. But before we begin, I promised you an answer to your trivia question. The classic Humphrey Bogart film that was released in 1942 was, of course, Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. Another popular film that was released that year was Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig. And we're going to begin our jump boogie set by cooling off and removing a little bit of clothing.
This is the strip polka.
I adore this number. To the gay lyrics of Handsome Harry Cruzelbon.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May, and she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it out. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She hates corny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's a fast-moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Drop around, take it in.
It's the best in the West.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
You can yell like the rest.
Take her out when it's over.
She's a peach when she's dressed.
But she stops and always just in time, time, time.
Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Clang, clang! In strip polka time, church bells will chime.
In strip polka time!
Hi, this is Russ Kassoff. What do Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, Perry Como, Tony Bennett, Chris Connor, Mimi Hines all have in common? Me at the piano. I had the privilege of playing for all of them. And you can hear all of them on Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Thank you.
Boys Orchestra and A String of Pearls. The Glenn Miller Orchestra dominated the hit parade throughout 1942, but at the height of his success, Glenn Miller decided to join the war effort. He played his last concert as a civilian in September of 1942 in Passaic, New Jersey. After his enlistment, he created and played with the Army Air Force Band until his disappearance on December 15, 1944. And before Glenn Miller, we heard a slightly less wholesome tune, courtesy of Johnny Mercer. The strip polka was a bit risque for the time, but as you can imagine, it was appreciated by many soldiers. I'm Lise Avery, and this program is Anything Goes, a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop. And we always conclude Anything Goes with a romp in the fast lane called the Jump Boogie Set. And today we're enjoying the music of 1942. But right now we have to stop for just a bit, and we'll be right back to fly home just after these quick words.